Hello and welcome to episode 310 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Like us on our new Daily Brainwave Facebook page to find this week's useful and interesting question and other content. Review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us, and please contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we wrap up Utopia Week by seeing what H.G. Wells had to say on the topic. You know his work, War of the Worlds, The Time Machine. H.G. Wells was an author of fantastic proportions, one of the fathers of the modern science fiction genre. But a lot of folks don't realize that most of his books were utopian, or dystopian, in vision. The Time Machine, for example, was a direct critique of classism, and even a critique of hardcore communism, or the inversion of social classes. Wells himself believed personally in a highly utopian future where social classes weren't inverted, but brought together and equalized. He was a big proponent of socialism and the welfare state. He believed in one world government, stuff like that. He saw his vision of the future as the natural next step of human development, similar to the way that Karl Marx felt about communism, if you remember back to Daily Brainwave episode 297 when we talked about Marx. He seems to be coming up a lot lately in the Daily Brainwave. Many of Wells' books reflected his version of utopia. So you thought that Wells was just cheap science fiction, right? Well, not quite. Perhaps the most extreme version and articulation of Wells' belief in the evolution of society comes from the book The Food of the Gods and How It Came to Earth. The story of a chemist who creates a substance that causes anything that consumes it to grow to a massive scale. And I mean everything. People, vegetables, even bugs like mosquitoes, blew up and ballooned into giant specimens. They had giant food, giant houses. They lived longer. They were more resilient. In essence, they had moved beyond their existence as the little people and were the next natural stage of humanity. They were better than the rest of us in every way, biologically, mentally. But not everyone was lucky enough to eat this food of the gods. Acting in fear, the little people, the rest of us, destroy the experiment, cutting off the supply of the substance. The genie was out of the bottle. The giants could sustain themselves indefinitely on the different foods that had already been grown, the giant chickens and giant fruits and giant tomatoes. Despite all the machinations of the little people, the attempts to topple the new human race were futile. This new breed was the next step, and the little people should willingly and freely allow these children of the food to flourish, even if it meant the extinction of our old world. That's some pretty hard allegory. Wells is saying that we should willingly die out if the next best thing comes along for the good of the rest of humanity. Of course, if you want to see H.G. Wells interpreted at his finest, make sure you check out the classic film Village of the Giants, starring a young teenage troublemaker played by Beau Bridges, who turns into a giant when he drinks a potion made by an even younger Ron Howard, credited as Ronnie Howard. This is, of course, a teen comedy, and while based in theory on Food of the Gods, it's missing most of the drama and the, you know, stinging social commentary. But it does have a giant fake plastic duck on a stick. Thanks for tuning in to episode 310 of the Daily Brainwave. Make sure you hop onto our new Daily Brainwave Facebook page to join in our various discussions. And please review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. And with that, we bid adieu to Utopias. But don't worry, we are coming back on Monday by asking, just how did January 1st get all the New Year's glory anyway?